Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning. Thank you for hanging out with us. You made it to Friday, and I don't like it. I love it. Where you at, Nelson?
It's Friday. Let's go to party time.
It's Friday. Let's go to party time. Nelson, straight up out of El Salvador right there. Thank you, Nelson. Love you, my man. Happy Friday. About to kick off 4th of July week next week. Hopefully, you guys have some time off around that time. What happened? Your microphone's not working, Brian?
No.
Is it up?
So, your microphones are both on my end. But the light is on. You know what? Let's ask Producer Brad about it. Hey, Producer Brad, do you know what? Producer Brad?
Yeah.
Check under the table. Producer Brad!
Brad
the producer! Oh, wait. Producer Brad has not arrived yet. He
what?
Is late. Chelsea, how about yours? Timer's not working? Yours
well,
isn't working.
We got
either.
One microphone over here that works.
All right, so
hey, what a day!
Come on over, come on over, come on over, come on over, baby.
Cool, can I share your mic, Brian?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Brian and
Chelsea. Wait until you have something to say, but yeah, go ahead.
I'm legit sharing their mics right now. Try now, Tamara. Cool.
All right.
Oh, are we back?
There it is. Yeah. We're good.
How's mine? Okay, yeah.
Good.
All right, so producer Brad is not in the studio yet. We have no idea where he's at. Brian, you're the one that saw him last.
Look, I last night he met me at the Spare Tire Tavern just down the street from the studio. I was having a couple beers. I went on a little walking tour of my neighborhood last night, the whole Wilshire Hood. I went through the La Brea Tar Pits. There was like a movie night. They're watching Indiana Jones. And then Brad met up with me, and we were at the bar. But Brad had two Diet Cokes.
Right.
So, and Nikki is out of town. His wife and daughter are back in Seattle for the holiday for 4th of July. And so Brad and I were just chilling out at the bar, but he didn't get crazy.
The last time this happened was when Nikki and Declan were out of town, too.
Yeah, because I think truly Nikki's the one that holds his life together. Let's be facts. I mean, it's the same for me, too. My wife is the one that holds my life together. So Nikki's actually on the line all the way from Seattle, Washington. Good morning, Nikki. Nikki?
Good morning.
There she is. Nikki, I apologize that, you know, you're getting the news that we don't know where your husband's at this time of the morning. Do you have any idea where he's at?
I have no idea. I when I'm home, I make sure that we're up and functioning. I do blame Brian.
Brian's that one friend.
Yeah. Ladies, you know what I'm talking about. That one friend, you don't want your boyfriend or significant other to be hanging around.
I picked up his Diet Coke tab last night, Nikki.
How many?
He had two. He went pretty crazy.
You know he can only have one.
It's a lot of caffeine.
All right, Nikki.
He told me that last night. He's like, he doesn't drink. Right. But also, his bedtime is like 7:30.
Hold up.
Like,
wow.
Brad goes to sleep at 7 because he comes in telling us how, oh my gosh, I had such a late night last night working and I'm trying to put my daughter to sleep. But you're saying he goes to sleep at 7? So who's telling the truth?
When he's up late, he means 8:15.
Yeah. The latest that he can honestly go to bed without needing to have help in the morning would be 9. He does work late. I know that last week he was up until 10 or 11 most nights.
But thankfully he had you.
He can't do that.
Yeah.
He worked out. He worked out yesterday.
Oh, my gosh, he worked out.
He did all this stuff.
It boils down to this, Nikki. If when you're out of town, Brad's life is a disaster.
Yeah.
It's an absolute S show.
Oh, no.
This should make you feel 100%. Good, you know?
He needs a wake-up call from you, please. We need to rearrange that situation for the rest of this time you're going to be out. A couple of things real quick. So, you know how it works if you're listening right now. Anytime any one of us is late to work, we got to buy you and your coworkers breakfast. So, caller 9 right now. Hit us up, 877-971-HITS. Producer Brad will have to buy you and your coworkers breakfast. And I want to hear from Tamara, because Tamara was late about a week and a half ago. And producer Brad went in on Tamara.
Oh, yeah.
Millennial.
This millennial still living at home with her parents. Where's the responsibility? Coming up next, Tamara, we'll let you go in on producer Brad.
Yes.
Nikki, we'll let you know once we find him and find out what's going on, okay? We love you.
Yes, love you. Bye. Right,
take care. Bye.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Producer Brad has not shown up to work yet. His wife is out of town. This has happened before. Obviously, it's thanks to her that he functions.
Mm-hmm.
Man, can you imagine if Brad actually partied? Like if Brad lived one day in my actual life.
which would be a party for him, but it's just normal for you.
Right, just having three or four beers and a burger for dinner. Brad, I don't think we'd ever get him back.
He was out late last night till 10 p.m. and had two Diet Cokes, one too many. So because somebody's late from our show, we have to buy you breakfast or that person for you and your coworker. So let's go to the phone lines. Jesse from Glendale, good morning.
Good morning.
Hermano, trying to hook you up with some breakfast. Where do you work and how many people work with you? How much is this going to cost, producer Brad?
I work in Glendale for a company called Four Over, and it's like 50 of us.
Oh, damn!
Wow, that hurts.
And we just had a meeting with the bosses yesterday about like some flexible budget stuff for the summer.
That's like our whole budget.
Exactly, there it goes.
So this one's definitely going to come out of producer Brad's pocket.
That's right.
All right, man. What kind of work you guys do, Jesse?
Well, I'm in IT.
You know what I just discovered, Jesse? Because for all my life, I felt like people that work in IT are just absolute nerds, right? But then we have a homie named Oz here that works with us in IT. And I just found out, homeboy throws underground raves here in L.A.
I've probably been to them.
Probably.
You've probably been to them, Jesse?
You're
one of those IT ravers?
Yeah, I probably am.
Yo, it's a culture, bro. It's a culture.
Look, as much as I'm like, I was like, Oz throwing underground raves? Like, I'm conflicted about it because he also has a Harry Potter tattoo on his leg. So it's like, you're kind of dirty.
That's why it threw me off. And then homeboy's talking about, man, it's thanks to our parties that Skrillex got an opportunity to be where he's at. I'm like, hey, kill me?
That's so cool.
I'm like, my compa right here. Anyways, Jesse, we're going to get the details off the air. We'll get your breakfast over to you and your homies, and then make sure you invite us to a rave, all right?
All right. Oh, my God. Thanks, you guys. That's so awesome. Well, I mean, I'm sure my coworkers are going to be so excited.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate you. All right, hang tight. All right, familia. So now we're getting to the point where can producer Brad beat Tamara, our social media guru's late time.
Mm-hmm.
Was it last week, Tamara, you were late?
Yeah, it was last week.
Last week, you got here at 6:40 in the morning.
Yeah.
And you were mad because the birds woke you up.
Yeah.
Like, damn, birds were chirping.
I mean, the thing with Tamara is that, like, Tamara, Edgar, you guys live farther from the station, so we know you're going to be late. Like at 5:55, if you're late. Right. You're never late. But Tam, you were on the phone.
But Tam.
Not listening to the show. But Brad lives like closer
half
than
a block away.
I live to the station, which means he's not awake at all right now. You've not heard from him.
He just literally has to cross the street to come to work. So, Tamara, producer Brad went in hard on you.
I heard.
Last week. Talking about how you're a young millennial, irresponsible, entitled,
still lives with their parents.
Right. Yeah,
so no accountability.
This is all you, girl.
Well,
this is all you. Hold up, let me give you some music.
He sent for you, Tam. What you got?
Well, now I'm coming for Brad. Okay.
Yes. Don't look back.
So now you want to talk about the young millennials? Let me talk about the old millennials.
Oh!
I'm calling him out, okay? So, Brad lives a hop, skip, and a jump away, okay? And I live about 45 minutes away, so therefore, it's 6:28 right now. He ain't gonna be on time. So, you know what? Just let Brad sleep. He's been working so hard.
Let him sleep in,
Hard. Let him sleep in. He didn't have his wake-up call this morning. His wife didn't come wake him up. He can't wake himself up.
He can't even wake himself up.
He can't get it up, she said.
Whoa.
Get himself up.
Brad, I'm coming for you, so you need to take your own advice.
Take your own advice.
Take your own advice.
In your face.
That's enough. We keep it. Damn, Tamara.
I feel so much better.
Oh, Edgar was sitting here trying to act like she said the worst stuff. He's the one who just accused him of erectile dysfunction. I just slid that in there.
I was like, weird. What?
Will producer Brad break Tamara's record? There's 10 minutes. 10 minutes. What do you guys think? Right?
No, not a chance.
Yeah.
Wait, no. Is he going to break Tamara's record? Getting here after 6:40?
I don't think he makes the show at all today. I think he wakes up at 10:01.
Chelsea?
I feel like we're going to get him around 7:30.
And what's the first thing he's going
to
say?
Oh, hi, guys. Good to see you.
He's going
to
have the printouts ready for the show, all the rundown. And
I threw my back out.
No!
Oh!
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1
Amp Radio. Producer Brad has officially broken the all-time being late to work record for the morning show.
There it is.
Officially been broken, 6:41 right now. Tamara, our social media guru, was the one holding that record, being late last week. She was mad at the birds for waking her up. But now it's producer Brad, who lives literally across the street, across Wilshire Boulevard.
We're going to send the hype bros over. Though I think if we didn't wake him up, I think he'd show up here at 10:01. I think he just sleep through the entire show, but we need to get him on the radio because that's we need a payoff here. So the Hype Bros, worst case scenario is the Hype Bros recon mission in the 7 o'clock hour.
Yeah, that'll be dope. That'll be dope. All right, good times. We'll see what time he shows up if he decides to show up. All right, man. Big shout out to our women's U.S. soccer team. World Cup going down. They play today versus France. Now it has been said by experts, whoever wins this quarterfinal today at 12 p.m. will win the entire cup.
Wow.
France is at home. They're hosting the World Cup, so this is a huge game. So let's go US of A and come back and get that back-to-back championship. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Coming up next, Chelsea, what you working with?
So Camila Cabello reveals what's causing her pain after her recent breakup with Matthew Hussey. I got that story coming up next in the Chelsea Report. That's going to be around 6:50.
Entertainment stuff with Chelsea.
So we were talking about this yesterday, how it's a very nostalgic time with all these 90s TV shows, movies coming back. Well, here's another one to add to the list. A new Ghostbusters movie is in pre-production.
All right.
And Paul Rudd, who plays Ant-Man in the Marvel films, just confirmed he's been cast in it, which is pretty exciting. He posted this funny video in front, basically standing in front of the infamous Ghostbusters firehouse in New York City on his Instagram. And here's kind of some audio from it.
All right, cool. Let's check it out.
When I heard that they were going to call me, I nearly slimed myself. I can't wait to join the cast this fall for Ghostbusters. In fact, I'm sliming myself right now.
We don't know that much about this next Ghostbusters. We know it's going to be a sequel, a direct sequel from one of the 80s movies. And we know that Finn Wolfhard from Stranger Things is going to be in it. Awesome. But we don't know much else about it. So
they haven't like said they're casting Bill Murray, Aykroyd, like the older
the
actors.
The OGs?
Yeah.
What I did read is that they think there'll definitely be appearances from the original cast. But I don't think that they're necessarily going to be like casting it as main characters.
One of the dopest presents I ever got, man, was the Ghostbusters station wagon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Oh,
Ecto-1.
Yeah, Ecto-1. I was like, what was the name of it?
Oh, so cool, man.
See, me and my brother, we had the Ghostbuster thing that
Proton like, pack?
Wheeled it out. Yeah, well, no.
Oh,
you,
that was the trap.
Then you wheeled it out and the trap opened. Yeah.
Oh,
I thought
that's
dope. Was pretty cool,
here's the thing with this whole remake stuff. It's like, like, why are you going to do that? Re-release it. I would, like, remaster. You know how they can re-release it and do, like, different special effects? But, like, don't ruin it for a generation that doesn't know how good Bill Murray was back
so
in Ghostbusters.
Good.
Come on.
So good. Camila Cabello just revealed what's been causing her pain in regards to her recent breakup with dating coach Matthew Hussey. And it's basically that her fans are being really mean to Matthew online. Mm. So the two split after about 2 years of dating. And apparently fans have been sending him mean and hurtful things online. And it got so bad that Camila released this statement on social media basically saying, to my fans, if you really love me, please do not send people I love and care about hateful things. You doing that really hurts me and it's unnecessary. There's a real person behind your tweets. You spamming them with hateful and sensitive things is really not funny. It's causing us all pain. And then she said, you know, basically just have compassion. This is a really tough time for me and him. And if you did write a mean comment, please delete it.
I want to see what these Camila Cabello fans are really saying that's that mean and hurtful. Well, look, they're not like the rabid, hardcore fan base. Imagine if Nicki Minaj's fans went after you.
Do you know what, though? I did go and look at his Twitter.
Wait, what are they
and
saying,
well, first off, they're leaving lyrics from her new song, Senorita, with Shawn Mendes. Because everyone's like, you know, it's rumored that they're like, they should
hanging out.
Yeah, and everyone wants them to be a couple, so they're leaving lyrics. And it is kind of mean. Well, you can't.
Oh, God,
going through a breakup is the worst. So I feel for the guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they say
he's
it's mutual.
He's a grown ass man getting spammed with lyrics from songs. Knock it off.
They say it's mutual, but Camila Cabello is a babe, and I feel like it was more her choice probably than his.
Of course.
I saw something that he posted.
Yeah.
And I'm going to paraphrase.
Okay.
But he basically, you know, he gives advice.
Yeah, of course.
Basically, what he was saying is like, don't allow other people to influence who you should date and who you should love.
Oh.
He kind of got a little sub-posty right there.
Yeah, definitely So to me, I could be wrong.
Okay.
He could be projecting what happened in that relationship.
Like, it sounds like he's trying to say, like, it was never right. I should never have let people tell me I should date a famous person. You know what I mean?
Or it could be the fact that he's
saying it to her.
Saying, yo, maybe people were telling Camila that this wasn't the best situation for her, being
like,
with him.
Like,
you know,
us?
Everyone's been saying that to her since the very beginning. They're 10 years apart. You know what I mean?
Like, guys, we said that like 100 times.
I know. She's at the top of her career. Like, she needs to do her. Anyways, but that's that. So, but still, no matter what, you shouldn't be sending, do this online bullying thing, sending mean things to him. That's not nice.
I hope he pulls through.
Oh, Brian, come on. Sensitive.
He's gonna write a book about it, okay? Let him be. What's coming up, Chelsea?
All right, that's all I have for the Chelsea Report. This report is brought to you by CB Distillery. It's not marijuana, it's CBD, and our listeners get 15% off with the promo code Brian at CBDistillery.com.
That's right, with an I, y'all.
All right, coming up next, right around 7:10 in the morning, your chance to win 4 passes to party at our Amp Radio Endless Summer Pool Party Numero Uno this Sunday in Santa Monica. DJ Vice and friends, Benny Blanco, Bryce Vine, and many more. All right? Hang tight. We got you. Happy Friday. And producer Brad has yet to show up. Now I'm worried.
Yeah. Hype Bro recon mission.
He lives across the street. We're going to send some people to check on him. The Hype Bros are here?
Just
okay, let's
stop
what we
need to do. I see a horn. All right. What's happening?
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. 97.1. Mornings.
Amp Radio. Good morning to you. Nelson, tell them what time it is.
It's Friday. Let's go to party time.
It's Friday. Let's go to party time. I don't like it. I love it.
That's what
Edgar,
I need.
Brian,
need
and Chelsea. Good morning to you. What was that, bro?
Oh, I need that for my alarm on Friday.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
So party good. Time.
Producer Brad needs that for his alarms.
Mm-hmm.
by the way, Producer Brad still hasn't shown up to work. We sent the Amp Hype Bros, our street squad. They're always hype. They're known for going hype. Producer Brad lives across the street. We hope everything's okay. But they're about to break into his apartment complex across the street from Wilshire Boulevard and go knock on his door.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll keep you guys updated on what's going on with that. But excited, man. A lot of new music dropped last night. Not only Chris Brown dropping 32 songs in an album.
What an album.
It's going to take you all summer, but that's all good. It's fire. And we'll get into that a little bit later. But J Balvin and Bad Bunny. Surprise everybody dropping this collab album.
They've been teasing this album for, I want to say, like almost a year now. Mm. It's called Oasis. There's 8 tracks on it, and it's pretty much produced by Sky and Tiny, who is J Balvin has worked with pretty much on all his records. So,
absolutely.
But yeah, it's awesome. We've been kind of rocking out to it all morning in studio.
I'm going to highlight some songs for y'all that I think that are my favorites, but also I picked one out for Chelsea and one for Brian. And what I mean by that, if, you know, at times in the summer, yeah, it's party time, but sometimes you get all up in your feels in the summertime, you know, especially if you're doing like the summer fling thing, but really deep down inside, you're hoping to be in a real thing. So this song is going to speak to you, especially if you're driven by songs that bring you back to a certain relationship. Whenever you hear that song, you go there. All right, this is called La Canción off of the Oasis album. You thought I had forgotten about you? But they put our song on. The one we sang while we were drunk? So there's the one we sang while we were drunk, the one we made out to while we were drunk, the one that we danced to while we were drunk, that song, okay? So that's what that said. Mm-hmm. Then Balvin comes in a little bit. Just when I thought I had forgotten about you because I just smashed 2 chicks in the villa.
There we go.
Ew.
They put on that song and I thought about you. That's what Balvin said.
That's romantic.
So, yeah, I mean, that's what you want to hear after somebody has like a 3-way. I was thinking about you though when afterwards, laying around.
I was never able to get over you. I even learned to sing in English. To be able to sing our song.
Spanish makes dirty lyrics so sweet.
I know.
You know what I mean?
So true.
Like when Bad Bunny just comes in and he's just rapping about all the girls around the world and how they can get it. It's like, man, you make that sound so appealing. Like it doesn't sound weird, like creepy.
All right, so Chelsea, you know, that's for in your feels. I bet there's songs for you and a lot of ladies that are listening to us and dudes that are like, yo, when I hear that song, it takes me back to that one relationship.
To that villa.
Immediately. I knew.
Takes me back to the villa, man. smashing chicks thinking about you.
So that triangle.
Maybe we should brought me back to a villa. Wow. Yeah, absolutely.
What's that one song?
Well, I'm not going to tell.
Come on. Come on, you don't have to say who.
Well, honestly, I forgot the name of it. I like can hear it in my head.
Yeah, because you got Tinkerbell, your unofficial boyfriend now. All right. Brian, this is for you and the peeps that just want to party this summer. It's called Mojajita. So it means just like wet.
Cool, I'm down with that. Take me back to that villa.
Wow. I was just talking about like hitting up the beach in the summer on Sundays.
Is it talking about that
yeah,
though?
Yeah, it is. You're rocking that bikini coming out of the ocean, coming out of the pool, looking hot.
Mira donde va la nena, no le baja, no le frena, bajo el sol brilla como mi cadena, saliendo del agua y acostándose en la arena.
Viernes y el cuerpo lo sabe.
Mojadita, que bien se ve, mojadita, mojadita, sí, mojadita, que bien se ve, mojadita.
Bad Bunny.
Hey, los domingos pa' la playa, ese bikini no es de tu talla, hey, dale la corona y la medalla.
Anyways, there it is, y'all.
I like that part where he sounds like he just crushed a beer. He's like, ah.
I like that's the part that Brian relates to out of the whole song.
That's why I chose that song for you, bro.
And I heard playa, and I know that means beach.
Yes.
So there we go.
All right, speaking about summer, the beach, and pool parties, we got an epic pool party we want to send you to this Sunday. How you win is just like this. Here it is.
Who's getting shocked today?
Shock caller.
It's Shock Caller Trivia with Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea on 97.1 AMP Radio.
All right, we got three questions. Guess two out of three correct, and you win. Every time you get one incorrect, Brian, Chelsea, or myself will get destroyed by the Shock Caller. You get to choose who wears it. We are live on Instagram video for your viewing pleasures at 97.1 AMP Radio. Emmy from Hemet, good morning.
Good morning.
Emmy, what's been the latest you've ever been to work?
Probably like, I don't like to be late, so I'm not.
Good answer.
I mean, that's not fair. Nobody likes to be late. Actually, you know what? I gotta be honest. I don't mind being late sometimes.
No, it really stresses me out.
Yeah. You know who it doesn't stress out? Producer Brad. Mm-hmm. 2 hours and 40 minutes late. Anyways, moving right along. All right, girl. So you chose Brian to rock the Shock Caller. Why are you choosing Brian this morning?
You know what? I actually chose Edgar first, but because I know you'd be forgiving, and I was like, he'll be the one who most forgives me, but you know what? You wore it on Monday, so I was like, next in line is Brian.
Yeah,
hey, thank you.
Hey, thanks for not considering me. I appreciate that.
That's a good thing. I would have felt bad with Chelsea doing it. We're trying to get rid of this cough.
Me too. I'm there for you.
Thank you.
All right, here we go. Three questions coming your way. If you don't get this right, you don't win. Katie from downtown LA is waiting to steal your tickets. Katie, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
She wants them, the Shawn Mendes tickets, to be in our AMP suite. All right, Emmy, first question coming your way. True or false, Shawn Mendes was born in SoCal. He is a Cali boy.
Oh, dang.
Ooh. True.
You're saying true, he is a Cali boy?
Yes.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Dude, my toes are tingling.
That is incorrect. He's actually Canadian.
Huh. What?
Oh, wow. Okay. Sorry. I thought it was so trivious. I was like, okay.
Emmy's like, but his abs are from Cali, right?
Yeah.
All right. You got to get the next two correct or else you lose, Emmy. And Brian loses the biggest. All right.
You can see my nipples through my jacket right now.
Actually, look good, Brian. Second one. Here we go. The world's largest Dixie cup is located in what SoCal city? All right. Is it A, Riverside, B, Calabasas, or C, Bel Air?
Dixie Cup?
I don't know.
What the hell?
I don't know.
Just think about it. Think about it for a second. Who would celebrate a Dixie Cup? Riverside, Calabasas, or Bel Air?
Oh, I know that.
B.
Whoa. Who would not have something to celebrate other than a Dixie cup? I think Calabasas got like Kardashians and stuff. Bel Air's got the fresh Prince.
Pipe down. Emmy, is that your final answer? Riverside, Calabasas, or Bel Air?
Yes.
Oh my
God.
All right, 3, 2, 1. That is incorrect. Riverside is the correct answer on that.
Emmy, my God.
Emmy, hold on. Katie from downtown LA, congratulations. You are the winner. We'll see you in our amp suite next Saturday to catch Shawn Mendes in concert. Katie, don't feel pressured, but would you be open to the idea of inviting Emmy with you?
Don't feel pressure. You're good.
I already had someone in mind.
It's all good. Listen, Emmy, we'll see if we can work something out, all right? Hang tight. We'll get you all the details off there. Katie, congratulations. Love you.
Thank you.
Oh, man. You got two? Is that the first time somebody gets two?
I think so, in a row. Yeah.
Congratulations, Brian.
Thanks, guys.
How
are
you feeling?
I'm going to have to sit down for a second. I'm a little lightheaded right now.
Take a seat.
All right, coming up next, we got word that our street squad, the Empire Bros, Joe Wow and Dan Wow, got to break into producer Brad's apartment. They do have a vuvuzela with them. Huh. One of those horns from the World Cup. Mm-hmm. They're going to sound like that. Wow. So we're going to find out what's going on. God willing, he's okay.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1. Amp Radio.
How late have you been to work? Have you ever been 2 hours and 50 minutes late to work?
I mean, our show's only 4 hours, so.
Producer Brad has still not shown up. His wife is out of town. That's why we're worried, because usually, she runs his life like most wives do. So we sent the Amp Hype Bros across the street to break into his apartment. They've been able to accomplish that to try to wake his ass up. And what's interesting about this is that last week, our social media guru, Tamara, was 40 minutes late to work. And this was producer Brad talking about her. Brad wants to vent about millennials, and he is a millennial. Yeah. Go ahead, Brad, please.
Oh, my gosh.
Take no responsibility.
Stop it.
Whoopsies. Right.
Interesting.
So, I think, do we have the Amp Hype Bros on the phone? Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay. All right. Joel and Danwell, our Amp Hype Bros, are at Brad's door right now. I just pray that he's okay. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and knock, bro.
All right, here we go.
You ready?
Let's go.
All right, let's go.
Hi, bros. Don't you guys have a vuvuzela? Like those trumpets from the World Cup?
Yeah, use that. Vuvuzela.
You're going to wake up the whole hallway, man.
Brad, wake up. Hi, Brad.
Can you imagine waking up to that right now? Hype.
Yo, Brad! Hype. Brad, wake up, bro!
Before we get kicked out.
We're gonna get kicked out!
Oh, okay. Hold on. Is he knocking back?
Do you hear anything?
Oh, my gosh.
Yo, Brad!
Nothing. We don't hear anything.
What do you mean you don't hear anything, bro? Gosh.
Oh, there he is. There he is.
I heard something. Hold on.
Oh, thank God.
Jeez.
Jeez. Come on.
Look at it.
He's okay? Good Lord, man.
Josh, that's an image I didn't
want. Put him on the phone, man. Put him on the phone.
Put him on the phone, man. Damn, we're glad he's okay. Jeez. But, like, his wife is going crazy because she's out of town. She doesn't know what's going on with him.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
I told you I knew that would be his reaction.
Hey,
guys. Wrong.
Hey.
Brad.
Everything okay?
Get out of here, bro. Your wife is worried out of control about you, my man. I mean, us too, but more your wife, dog.
Is she really?
Fool. Wait, Brad, she loves
me? Do you know
what
time it is right now? Yeah, just guess what time it is.
I don't really know. I literally just woke up with a foghorn thing.
A foghorn thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Brad, Nikki is losing her mind because she's like, I called him like 100 times. I've texted him. And
oh, my God.
The joke went from like hilarious to he better not be dead. I'm going to be so pissed.
Yeah.
He's so pissed if you're dead.
So pissed if you're dead.
Oh, my God. Said the truth.
Oh, Brad. I'm glad you're okay, bro. But I'm also a little disappointed in you, man.
No, that's fair.
Oh, come on. Don't be mean to him right now. He just woke up. He's all tired.
All right, man. All right. Get your ass up in the studio, dog. Tell the Amp Hype Bros to come back, too. We need their hype. Where's that vuvuzela at, though? Yeah, I think producer Brad after the vuvuzela is going to get a warning. May get kicked out of that apartment for sure.
I'm kind of concerned about Brad's apartment's lack of security because these dudes have a vuvuzela. They're matching outfits. They both have sunglasses on, gold chains, and drinks with them.
Oh,
and
gosh.
Someone just let them in the building.
Did they bring the cooler, too? Because they came in here with a cooler, too.
By the way, the cooler has ice, but no drinks.
Yes, they said they're on a budget.
All right, coming up next, literally Brad lives across the street. We'll catch up with them because I think it's only fair that Tamara, our social media guru, gets a chance to come at him now. Because he came at her pretty hard and judgmental. So Coming up next, we'll catch that on 97.1 Amp Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us. Crazy. It's a crazy Friday. You have that one person at work that judges everybody else for being irresponsible, especially if you're a young millennial. Like, yo, it's a young millennial.
Right, you don't get it.
Nah, see? They feel entitled.
Yeah, it doesn't
this
take
and that.
Ownership of anything.
Passive aggressive. Mm-hmm. You guys can't handle confrontation.
And then they mess up even worse than you do.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! Talking about producer Brad this morning. Guess who decided to show up to work 3 hours late?
What? Good morning.
Wow. Always talking about our social media guru, Tamara, who was late last week. And we got the Amp High Bros in the studio. So this is producer Brad kind of venting, going off on young millennials last week on Tamara. Brad wants to vent about millennials, and he is a millennial.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Brad,
oh
please.
Oh, my gosh.
Take no responsibility.
Oh, stop no. it.
And Tamara was 40 minutes late. So, Tamara, earlier this morning, producer Brad, I think you missed it because you were still asleep. It was around 6:30.
I was asleep, yes.
You want to confirm that? We decided, you know, to let her vent a little bit. It's only fair, right?
That's fair, yeah.
So this is what she had to say.
He said for you, Tam, what you got?
Right, right. Well, now I'm coming for Brad, okay?
Yeah, so don't look back.
So now he want to talk about the young millennials. Let me talk about the old millennials.
Oh! She called them all.
I'm calling him out, okay? So Brad lives a hop, skip, and a jump away, okay? And I live about 45 minutes away, so just let Brad sleep. He's been working so hard.
Let him sleep in,
so hard. Let him sleep in. He didn't have his wake-up call this morning. His wife didn't come wake him up. He can't wake himself up.
He can't even wake himself up.
He can't get it up, she said.
Whoa.
Get himself up.
This just took a turn.
Yeah, this took
so
a
turn. So, Brad, I'm coming for you, so you need to take your own advice.
Take your own advice.
Take your own advice.
In your face.
That's
boom.
Enough. That's enough. We keep it. Damn, Tamara.
Sorry.
That
I feel so much better.
Finish him. Fatality.
Also, to be fair, I don't think you had a problem getting it up, right?
Never.
Producer Brad, what do you want to say, man? What do you want to say for yourself and to the audience?
It's not about whether you make mistakes or not. Mm. It's about how much ownership you take of them. And the first thing I did when I walked in was apologize to every single person in the room. Because I give a crap and I felt terrible for not waking up this morning. When you walked in, when you were late, you walked in and you're like, you owned it. You're like, hey, sorry about that. Here I am.
Whoa. I didn't get an apology.
That's a good point.
Jeez.
That's true. I'm sorry, Tim.
No, this is real talk. We're a real family up in here, man. 807, we are live right now. I'm gonna sway into this because you know me. I'm Mr. Positivity. First of all, thank God you're okay, bro. For real.
Yeah, it really would have been less funny if we had to kick a door down and you weren't alive.
Jeez, oh, good Lord.
Look, I'm just saying.
All right, let me try to bring this segment back
I'm
up.
I'm really sorry.
We received a DM message yesterday from one of our AMP listeners, at Jen Rodri, and just really made our day, and we want to thank her for this. I want to share this with you guys because, you know, we come into this squared room, and we don't see you, you know what I'm saying? And we think we're, you know, hopefully it's resonating, whatever the hell we're doing up in here, and we appreciate you guys, man. So she said this, good morning. Your morning talk regarding different culture times that we spoke about yesterday, remember that? This morning was just what I needed to hear on my way to work. I love that you included Tamara, being a strong, beautiful, intelligent black woman, majestic being Filipino and German, into the conversation to represent even more diversity to the diversity that Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea already bring to the table. It was such a lighthearted, feel-good talk and funny. It's really refreshing to hear you guys during a time of hate, negativity, and turmoil in our country. Our diversity makes us so beautiful and special. Thank you for celebrating that. With much love, Jenny, an LA native who loves your morning AMP show. More combos like these, please. So thank you, and salute to that, because not only are we diverse in culture, but we're diverse in how responsible we are.
guys, what we can all take out of this from the talk yesterday is Brad wasn't late. He's just on Latino time. It's all good.
He's trying to celebrate my culture.
Nice.
My bad, bro.
That's what it is.
You're welcome.
I was upset this whole time. But in reality, you were honoring Los Mexicanos. I was born in Ocotlán, Jalisco, Mexico. And you're just paying tribute because the Mexican national soccer team is playing tomorrow. My bad, Brad. I apologize.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Here, I thought, Brad is white. He's going to be on white people time, but no. You see what assumptions do in your life? Never assume. We love you guys. Amp High Bros, you got the drinks or what?
Let's go. We have the drinks ready.
The Vuvuzela?
Go, put it.
This is the funniest thing is that Joe Wow and Danwa are in studio, and Danwa always gets things like 3 seconds later. Joe Wow has him like, yo, the Vuvuzela, that's you, bro. You got it in your hand. Go.
Will they hook up or hang up? It's like speed dating live on your radio. The Hookup Hotline.
Because the phone, baby.
With Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea on 97.1 Amp Radio.
All right, we got our two listeners ready to go, going into 4th of July week, familia. We got Reggie and Emma about to meet each other. Reggie's from LA, age 25. Emma's from West Covina, age 24. They're going to have 97.1 seconds on the clock. Emma, are you ready?
Yeah.
Reggie, are you ready?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
I mean, how can you be that ready for our 97 seconds of potential awkwardness? But let's do it.
Let the hookup begin. Go.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm pretty good. What are your big plans for July 4th?
Nothing. Probably fire off some fireworks, get with the family and friends, and just grub out, okay. Tacos, hot dogs, and hamburgers. What about you?
I actually don't have any plans yet.
Gotta get some plans.
I do.
Are you gonna invite her?
Obviously, I'm not in a relationship, so I was just curious, how do you feel about being in open relationships?
Hey, kill me.
I'm curious. yeah, sounds interesting.
He's like, tell me more.
So just to let you know, my ex wanted to keep getting three of us in the sack together, and I was not down with it. So need to throw that out there. He was like really super adamant about open relationships. Wasn't really.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, I'm not curious. No,
that's not my thing. No, I'm good.
Okay.
Oh, wait. All right. I got to ask. Lakers or the Clippers?
Ooh.
Lakers. I'm a Lakers girl. I look good in purple.
Okay. All right. We're doing good so far.
Yeah, go Lakers.
Okay. What about you?
Oh, Lakers all day. It's all day, baby.
Clippers are LA too, by the way.
Fat Burger or In-N-Out?
In-N-Out. Special sauce?
All right, time's up, guys. Time's up.
Man, I don't know about that answer.
He sounded sad right there.
All right. My man, Reggie. I wonder if he was able to rescue himself after saying he was curious.
I mean, I think guys are always going to be as curious as a woman's going to let us be when it comes to open relationships.
Reggie's like, well, who would you want to invite? So, Reggie, you're going to be on hold. You're not going to be able to hear Emma's answer. That way you're not swayed by it, all right?
All right.
Hold on. Emma.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on curious Reggie?
I think as long as he could take me to an In-N-Out, it'd be okay. Then we're good. I would go on a date with him.
It just sounds like Emma's trying to go to that barbecue that Reggie was talking about. I'm just like, yo, that sounds like some bomb ass food.
I do need some plans.
I want to be alone.
All right, Emma. Well, hang tight. Now we're gonna get his answer. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Reggie. Emma's on hold. She can't hear you right now. What are your thoughts on her, bro? Hook up or hang up and why?
Yeah, I think I might go no on this one.
What? You're going to hang up?
Yeah, I think I am.
I felt like you guys kind of had like a good groove going,
right?
You know?
We had a good groove going, but the fact that she didn't have any plans for 4th of July is kind of weird.
Well, why is it weird?
It's not a total put off, but it was kind of weird. And then like the whole open relationship thing, like it's almost like she was trying to like play mind games. It was like a trick question.
She kind of set you up to sound like a creep, even though you were just trying to be nice about it because it's so leading. Like, what do you think about open relationships?
Reggie, this interests me so much. You're also saying hang up because she doesn't have 4th of July plans yet. Like, what does that translate to you in your mind that she doesn't have plans for 4th of July?
Honestly, she sounds like a bit of a loner and seems like she's going to be clingy.
Oh, my God,
yeah,
Reggie.
Like you might have her over at your barbecue and then she never leaves again.
Exactly.
All right, my man. I'm going to bring her back on. Emma, Reggie, you guys are both back on.
All right.
Reggie, Emma actually decided to continue the hookup.
Oh.
Emma, unfortunately, Reggie wants to hang up after this.
Yikes. Well, on that note, bye.
Yeah, not sorry. Cool. I mean, it's not personal, but yeah, it was fun. It was fun. But yeah.
This is awkward. Well, because I am fun, but you'll never know that. So,
Emma, he was kind of thrown off by the fact that you don't have plans for 4th of July yet. And so you just kind of thinks like you don't have a lot of friends.
No, I just have too many options. So,
ooh,
you know,
face.
Haven't decided, you know, but it won't be with him.
That's fair enough. That's cool.
All right.
Yeah, it is.
Happy,
cool.
Happy 4th of July, everyone.
Independence Day. Celebrate your independence, guys. You
keep that independence going, Reggie. And
never
Emma.
A good way to end these when they don't go great.
I know, right? So dang awkward.
It. Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
And you want to know how we know it's Friday? Because Amp High Bros are in the studio. Jeez. Street Squad, the Amp High Bros are in the studio. They bought the drinks.
Margaritas.
They
bought
a cooler. Yes.
So last week it was screwdrivers.
Well, and it was vodka and champagne they brought in here.
It, last week was like way more screw than driver. They brought like literally like one tiny little bottle of orange juice and like a half gallon of vodka. And they're like, here's your screwdriver. And I was like, damn, my eyes are watering.
It was legit one of those bottles you get at Costco, bro. It's gigantic, bro. It's like the same size as you are. Appreciate you, High Bros, for being with us.
Thank you.
Good morning to you. Beautiful weather for this weekend. Kicking off 4th of July weekend, or week, I should say. The high, sunny, 82 degrees in LA and the OC. That means we'll be hitting about the 90s in the IE in the Valley. So beach parties, pool parties, is going to be lit. Carnasas, enjoy it to the max. Chelsea, what you got coming up next?
So Cardi B went off on a reporter who ambushed her on the streets with an impromptu interview. I have the audio of the intense moment. So we're going to play that for you coming up next in the Chelsea Report. That's at 8:50.
Entertainment stuff with Chelsea.
So we all know by now, don't mess with Cardi B, especially like on her day off, if she's not wearing makeup, if she's not in the mood. There's this new interview, I guess you could call it, that went viral. Basically, Cardi is going off on a reporter who ambushed her on the streets of New York with an impromptu interview. In it, Cardi's basically walking from the car into a building with her dad and her daughter. And the reporter just kind of came out of nowhere. And at first, Cardi, she was very calm about it and made it very clear that it wasn't a good time.
Do you see how I look?
You look beautiful.
Yeah, but
no,
by the way,
you look beautiful.
Hoy es el lanzamiento de tu nuevo tema press.
I have my daughter. I have my dad. I just don't look decent. I look how I look.
No, my hair's. Come on, don't do that to me. Okay, hold on.
So then after Cardi walks into the building and the reporter goes after her dad and puts the mic in her dad's face and it continues asking him a question.
Right. Well, the dad stayed behind. And then the reporter's like, yo, the dad's right next to me. Cardi B walked in the building. I guess I'll just ask the dad some questions.
Like he was doing like kind of an impromptu security situation. Like, yeah, I'll make sure she didn't follow you in kind of thing.
And that's when Cardi went off.
Don't put my father on TV because my dad don't walk around with security. And you don't know people that's going to harm my dad. Don't come to me with cameras without me knowing. That's disrespectful. I'm with my child.
We never got in your child.
The reporter's saying there, first of all, she came and she's like, yo, pero I'm Dominican too, like you. Like, we've supported you. And Gordy La Flaca is a gangster ass show.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They always go above and beyond to get like the latest news, inside scoop. And I think what happened here is that they've supported Cardi B in Spanish media since the beginning of Cardi B. So I feel like they felt like, yo, we got this special relationship.
Yeah.
We're Latinos. This reporter's Dominican. We always support your stuff. We're here supporting you. We never shot your baby because they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And even in this video, they blurred out her dad's face to respect what Cardi B is saying.
But I think that's, I think for me, coming from, obviously like coming from like a journalistic background, like there is a time and a place for that. And I think just because she said, leave me alone, respectfully, she should have maybe left her alone and not gone after her dad. And I think that's where I definitely side with Cardi on that.
If you want to be famous, this is what comes with being famous. Unfortunately. But look, they make money doing that. Like, look, I agree with you, Chelsea. If we could all have that, like put in a journalism submission to get a request with and get an interview from Cardi, that'd be great. We ain't getting that interview.
Yeah.
She ain't getting that interview.
Yeah.
TMZ ain't getting that interview. So those people make money. That's how they make their living is by, hey, I got you at LAX. What do you want to say about this? Unfortunately, that's just the game that we play.
So Cardi B was obviously heated.
Yeah.
But then she had more to say afterwards.
So she went on Instagram Live and basically kind of still went at the reporter.
Yeah.
She explained her outburst, kind of same thing. Don't go after my family, my daughter, this and that. Well, then a couple hours later, she ended up going back on Instagram Live and basically apologized to the reporter for putting her on blast.
since I put the girl on blast, I'm going to give her an apology on blast. You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted, like, to apologize because, I don't know, like, it's like, you know, for my soul.
Because her manager hit her with an email and was like, you look like a real monster on the streets of New York right now.
There's another part to the video when Cardi B is going off on the reporter in the middle of the sidewalk. This is in Boogie Down Bronx. Some random dude just walking by, seeing Cardi B going off. Obviously doesn't realize who Cardi, you know, that it's Cardi B. And he's like, hey, kill me.
Yeah.
Julie in my way. Estoy pasando por aquí. And I kind of like, get out of my way. What
and
are
then,
you doing?
And then Cardi goes off on him. Yeah. Like in the middle of it. She's like, I'm sorry. Like she's
just, I kind of want to believe that dude does know it's Cardi, but it's like, yo, you're still Cardi from the Bronx. Get off the sidewalk.
And I'm still in a rush. Yeah.
So New York though, right? Like, yo, take your fight out of my way.
Yeah. Take it to the street like a grown up.
Hey. There's some new music going on. I'm going to play one of them for you. Ed Sheeran, do we have time to do it? Or?
We'll do it coming up next.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
We'll talk about some new music because tons of new music dropped. And it's so good. So I want to give it its deserved time. Yep. We'll catch up about it next.
Including like a new Ed Sheeran, new Chris Brown. So stick around for that. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. This report is brought to you by CB Distillery. It's not marijuana, it's CBD. And our listeners get 15% off with the promo code Brian at CBDistillery.com.
New Music Fridays, man. Mm-hmm. It's going off. It's absolutely amazing the amount of new music that we have coming out. Chelsea's got all the scoop on that.
I still feel like everyone's in competition to find the song of the summer. Right. So everyone's like, release the music, release the album. Like, it's all, everyone's just trying for it.
And we're in that era, too, where the digital world has made it so that, Thursday night at midnight East Coast, 9 o'clock Pacific, it's every new song. And even people you didn't even know were releasing stuff. Yeah. You wake up to, like, somebody trending on the internet. You're like, whoa, they released a song?
Definitely. One of the albums I'm most excited for this summer, Ed Sheeran's Collaborations album, which comes out July 12th. We got a new song from him last night. It is his collab with Khalid.
All right.
It's called Beautiful People, and it's the third single off his upcoming album. Here you go.
Beautiful people, top designer clothes, front row of fashion shows, what you do and who'd you know, inside the world. Beautiful people, champagne and roll up nose, breathing up some broken holes.
Yo, I'm down.
It's cool.
Not the song of the summer, but it's good.
It's good. It's good. Vibes. Chilling vibes.
I love that. He basically just jacked DJ Khaled's concept. Like collaboration, except he sings in them and writes.
Yeah, he's actually making his own beats. Yeah. He's not just taking Outkast songs from 1996 and redoing them.
Do you want to know something really funny? I just thought this was hilarious. This morning when I was doing research, another website, I think it was like a local news station, posted. Uh-huh. They're like, Ed Sheeran and the craziest collab ever. Him and DJ Khaled. Uh-huh. Like, thinking it was Khalid. And I was like, that's funny.
Let's have a good old white people run your website.
Anyways. Moving on.
Vintage, not old. Vintage.
That's some old ass stuff right there. That's
vintage. Chris Brown dropped his album. It's called Indigo. 32 songs on this album, which is insane. He's been teasing it for a really long time.
Fire.
But the one song people are talking about is his collab with Justin Bieber.
Uh-huh.
It's a song called Don't Check on Me, and people are saying that maybe it's Justin's official song to Selena Gomez because when Justin posted the song, he wrote, I had some things to say. Uh-oh. And then now listen to some of the lyrics.
Okay, okay.
Nobody cares!
Come on. Here we go.
But you can't have everything. Your head and your heart won't feel the same. Even if it feels like it every time. Don't check on me if we're not together. And it's probably for a reason. Every heartbreak has its season. It ain't always summer in June. May run across your mind, but don't worry about me, no. My heart is back in one piece, it ain't skipped a beat, no.
And he basically goes on to say, like, I'm distant because I don't want to be reached out to. Uh-huh. I can't respond to you, this whole thing. So.
Is Bieber one of the best features of all time to put on a song?
Like, I mean, he's awesome.
Yeah, just
he's
saying, like, his albums are great, too. But, I mean, like, he's a dude who will come out. It's like he just, you text him and he shows up at the studio and 15 minutes later you've got a hit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Crush it.
On your song. It's unbelievable.
Just vocally, both of those guys crush it on that song, man.
It's funny, good. It's with Bieber. Like, everyone's like, release an album, release your stuff. But, like, he kind of doesn't need to right now because everyone wants him on his in their album.
He
so
just rolls in, no shoes, eating a burrito sideways. Doesn't even care. Yeah.
So shout out to you. Shout out throwback. To you. If you got somebody that's checking up on you, that's a next, and you're like, I see you.
I see you
seeing all my stories. I try and act like you don't care anymore about me, but I see you.
Liking photos from 6 months ago, back in my timeline.
We can't talk about new music today without talking about J Balvin and Bad Bunny. They dropped their collab album called Oasis. They've been teasing it for a very long time. Edgar, I'm going to let you choose the songs. We talked about it a little bit earlier today. There's a couple songs that are standouts. So
Mojita stands out, man, which is basically just wet. That's the title of that. Talking about, you know, summertime, pool parties, the beach, you know, loving with the ladies rocking the bikini, and they just come out wet, you know what I'm saying?
Mira donde va la nena. No le baja, no le frena. Bajo el sol brilla como mi cadena. Saliendo del agua y acostándose en la arena.
¿Cómo?
Mojita, mojita. Qué bien se ve, mojita. Mojita, sí, mojita. Qué bien se ve, mojita.
Los domingos pa' la playa.
Tell them, Bad Bunny.
Ese bikini no es de tu talla.
Boricua.
Dale la corona y la medalla.
Anyways.
Yo. Wow. I feel like I just want to get a Rosetta Stone just so I can like jam out some songs, right? Like they make it like their vibe is so cool.
But that's what's so dope about music right now, man. And like always, right? But I think more than ever, man, if a song is dope and it's got you feeling a certain kind of way. I don't care what it's saying or what language it's in. It's good times.
Just saying, if Rosetta Stone's out there, do a Latin trap version. Teach me Latin trap first.
Latin trap edition.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Camp Radio.
Huge news broke last night. Well, I would say yesterday in regards to the L.A. Lakers. Brian's got all the deets in regards to this, man. What's going down, bro?
I think that LeBron James is just trying to turn the Lakers into Space Jam 2. That's my theory, man. Like,
recruiting him.
All right, so what happened yesterday? Everyone's been talking about the Lakers. We will acquire Anthony Davis on July 6th. We shipped Lonzo Ball and some other rookies, Brandon Ingram. But the issue was we didn't have enough salary cap space in LA to get that third max player, right?
Right.
So great. We have Anthony Davis. Great, we have LeBron. But you need that third player to compete against the Warriors and some of these other super teams, right? Well, yesterday, general manager Rob Pelinka got rid of Mo Wagner, Isaac Bonga. Isaac Bonga, bye. Bye-bye, Bonga.
Bonga, dude.
and Jamario Jones. He sent those contracts to the Wizards, which freed up $32 million in cap space, which means we are now in play for Kawhi Leonard.
From Toronto,
just NBA champions, right? Who's an LA native, who is taking meetings with now the Clippers and the Lakers.
Ooh.
So he's a max deal guy, right?
Drake might come with him, dude. Drake loves him so much for giving Toronto finally a championship. Drake might come with him.
I got to be honest. I'm all as annoying as Drake can be on the sidelines of games, I'm all for rappers being extra on sidelines.
Yeah,
it's a hilarious storyline. But also, Kevin Durant coming off an Achilles injury. He's going to be rehabbing next year. But he's a max deal guy. We've also got potentially Klay Thompson coming off an ACL injury from Golden State. But he'll also be a max deal guy. So if we don't go for Kawhi Leonard this year as a max deal player to fill out that trifecta of Anthony Davis, LeBron James, and Kawhi Leonard, we could get Klay Thompson. We could get Kevin Durant. And then the free agents start flocking because the Lakers are back. The Lakers are back.
Just took a couple $100 million, but you know what? We'll get there.
Well, check this out. This could be our starting five next year. Kawhi Leonard, LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Kyle Kuzma, and some guy.
Who's that?
Bone guy. Named Horton Tucker. Who cares?
I will say this, man.
His first name's Horton?
That's his last name. He had a hyphenated last.
Chelsea's worried about him. I will say this. That was pretty dope. Okay, because there's still a lot of LeBron haters out here in LA. You know what I'm saying? But he did do something pretty cool. He's been rocking the number 23, LeBron, right? LeBron James. And he gave up his jersey for AD, the new player that we got, Anthony Davis. He's going to let him wear the 23 coming to the Lakers, giving up his jersey.
Isn't the number he's taking, wasn't it used to be his old number on another team, too?
He went to the when he went to the Miami Heat, he took number 6.
Yeah.
Then went back to 23 in Cleveland. Now, look at it. 23, we all know where that comes from. That's Jordan's number, right?
Yeah.
Y'all can, like, rent 23 all you want to, but there is no 23 other than Jordan.
Again, it all goes back to Space Jam.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Camp Radio.
Dopest Woman Award goes to our very own Tamara, social media guru, a young millennial herself. And I say young millennial because let me give you some context. This morning, I mean, producer Brad's been late to work before.
Mm-hmm.
But this morning, he was 3 hours late.
Yep.
And he literally lives across the street at an apartment complex across Wilshire Boulevard.
I mean, today was one of those situations where had we not sent the Amp Hype Bros recon mission, I'm not sure I wouldn't have won the bet that Brad wakes up at 10:01 like, oh, Saturday is Friday. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So we sent the Amp Hype Bros with the Vuvuzela to break in to producer Brad's apartment. His wife has been away. Therefore, his life is a mess.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I get it. Janet runs my life, too.
He had 2 Diet Cokes with me last night at 10 p.m. at the Spare Tire Tavern on Wilshire, and that was
Brad.
And there was a moment where it was like, it was kind of funny at first. We were like, oh, where's Brad sleeping in again? But then it kind of got scary. We were worried for a second. We're like, is he okay?
Yeah, thanks. So anyways, producer Brad, a week ago, kind of went off on Tamara because Tamara was late to work. He went off on this whole thing, young millennials, irresponsible. They think they deserve everything. They don't care. You know, all this stuff. So Tamara got to go off on him. It's like, yo, I get to clap back, and here it was.
So Brad lives a hop, skip, and a jump away, okay? And I live about 45 minutes away, so just let Brad sleep. He's been working so hard.
Let him sleep in, she
so
said.
Hard. Let him sleep in. He didn't have his wake-up call this morning. His wife didn't come wake him up. He can't wake himself up.
He can't even wake himself up.
He can't get it up, she said.
Whoa.
Get himself up.
This just took a turn.
Yeah, this took
a turn. I'm coming for you, so you need to take your own advice.
Fatality.
What do you want to say, man? What do you want to say for yourself and to the audience?
It's not about whether you make mistakes or not. It's about how much ownership you take of them. And the first thing I did when I walked in was apologize to every single person in the room. When you were late, you walked in and you're like, you owned it. You're like, hey, sorry about that. Here I am.
I didn't get an apology.
That's a good point.
Jeez.
That's true. I'm sorry, Tam.
Guys, what we can all take out of this from the talk yesterday is Brad wasn't late. He's just on Latino time. It's all good.
He's trying to celebrate my culture. I apologize. I judge producer Brad for being irresponsible and whatnot. Instead of setting the example, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
He was just celebrating my culture.
We are a diverse morning show, sure. Right? And we want to be diverse. We have a diverse listener. Mm-hmm. And yesterday we talked about cultures being proud. You know, I'm on Latino time, 2 hours late, right? Uh-huh. Filipino time. And I feel like what we all took from it was like, look, guys, we can all have each other's time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're all happy family now, I think. Love you guys. Jesse Ortiz coming up next, taking over to the radio. Have a great weekend, kicking off 4th of July week. Don't allow anyone or anything to steal your sleep or your joy or your fun. Love you guys.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.